Afternoons with Arcand and Hard on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Harsh words there from ESPN Radio. That was unsportsmanlike with Evan, Canty, and Michelle. And that's Evan Cohen, Chris Canty, and Michelle Smallman. And it is about as harsh of a thing as I've heard anyone say about Aaron Rodgers. And people say harsh things about Aaron Rodgers all the time. But toxic, that he is a cancer, that is metastasized. I mean, you know, I don't know how I feel about that language or whatever, but it's how he feels, and that's what he's saying about him. And it is a bad situation there in New York, a Jets team that is underachieving, that I think a lot of people expected a lot more from when they brought in Rodgers, even though he was injured last year. You're talking about a team that had the offensive and the defensive rookies of the year a couple years ago in Gardner and Wilson. And it seemed like any time a team has that at important positions like wide receiver and corner, the best two rookies in the league, you think they got something good going on right there. A building block. We talk about building blocks with the Patriots all the time. Patriots would kill for building blocks like that. And somehow they're still managing to just jets this whole thing up again. And Aaron Rodgers has become the model for it. Despite the fact that they fired the coach, I mean, that excuse is gone. Rodgers is still there. He's not playing well. Only 15 points against the Steelers last week. They've lost four straight. Their last win was against the Patriots, which is probably going to be another get-right game at Gillette this weekend. But you think if the Jets do win, it's not going to be because they have the better quarterback.
No, I think he's been a mess. And I think it's a little bit like Gerard Mayo's mess, where there's a mess on the field. Mm-hmm. He's throwing picks. He's thrown six interceptions in the last 3 weeks. He's making throws that the old Aaron Rodgers would never make. Aaron Rodgers never threw interceptions. Remember he went like forever with no red zone interceptions, like the whole thing.
So far in the year is 10 touchdowns and seven picks.
Seven picks. Mm-hmm. Seven, and I think six of them in the last three
in
games.
Seven games. Yeah, they've only played seven games.
He has been brutal, but I actually don't think that's the worst of it. How he's throwing the football, I think it's the aura, the air about him. You look at him, every play he's just looking disinterested, up at the lights, like, I can't believe he's in this mess that's going on around him. And there was even, if you're a believer that it's just never going to work in New York with Rodgers, the Jets are going to Jets it, I thought the first throw last week to Davante Adams was the example of that. He kind of overthrew him out in front, and it was incomplete. And it was almost like, oh, no, they don't even have it anymore. Like, that could have been a moment where it starts something. Oh, first throw to Adams, boom.
Touchdown,
they're back,
right,
the whole thing. And even that didn't work. I think he had three catches on 11 targets or something like that. He tried to feed him the ball. He was out there the whole game. They are a mess. Meanwhile, the one good, like, there, it seems like they're arguing the biggest problem is the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Here we're arguing maybe the biggest strength, the only strength, the only bright spot is the quarterback. He is a positive energy source. I think he's leading as best he can, which is weird. The GOAT, his GOAT, not my GOAT, but his GOAT, has all the experience.
Hashtag not my GOAT.
Not my GOAT. Has all the experience. He should be leading, right? They got so much talent on that roster. Definitely. Rodgers should know how to push it. He's Mr. Relax, R-E-L. He's lived all these ups and downs. He's a detriment to that team. And they're having a culture off. You just heard it right there.
Yep.
You got two bad cultures colliding. What happens? It's almost like last week when Kendrick Bourne said two bad football teams come together. What happens? Well, we found out. The Patriots still lose.
We did.
If two bad cultures come together and play, who loses? Probably the Patriots. But I don't think it'll be because of Drake May. I think it'll be because that team, top to bottom, has more talent on it and can do more. They can probably run the ball on you because people can run the ball on you a lot lately. Probably more like 2 weeks ago. Wouldn't surprise me if you saw some big runs out of Breece Hall and, you know, the Allen kid and what they're doing.
Well, normally going into a game, right, you look at, well, who's the better quarterback?
Usually
and
you take
and you
the team.
Judge it off of that. Well, okay, the team with the better quarterback is probably going to win this weekend.
So you tell me I have to pick the Patriots?
I'm not saying you have to do anything. I'm just saying that's generally how people gauge these things.
But,
right? The team with the better quarterback is generally the team you pick to win the game.
Right.
You're not picking them this weekend, are you?
We're not there yet, but no, I'm not.
I'm definitely not. I think the Jets are going to smoke them like they did the first time.
I want to be clear, because I know this always happens with you people in radio.
Right, yes, us people.
This is not a bit. This is not a bit, like, I firmly believe, and Curran agreed with me when I explained it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on totality, Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks that's ever played the game.
Right.
Physically gifted, Hall of Famer, all of that. Right now, he's not that. He's in a Rodgers jersey, and he looks like Aaron Rodgers, but you're not getting Aaron Rodgers' performances out of that guy in that jersey.
Okay, if the Patriots are playing the Chiefs this weekend, Patrick Mahomes is not having a Patrick Mahomes season. Would you say he's better than Patrick Mahomes?
Well, but I think Patrick Mahomes is making the plays to win football games. Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
He's got like 8 interceptions and 6 touchdowns.
Yeah, he's
touches,
making mistakes.
Like,
you can't just look at the numbers.
He's having a very poor year.
Can't just look at the numbers. He's making plays when he needs to make plays to win football games. The defense has been really good. You can't run on them. There's a lot of things that have been good for them. But I think there'd be a debate.
Mahomes is averaging 231 yards a game, 6 touchdowns, 8 interceptions with an 82.5 rating.
Okay. So you're making – okay, you're proving my point.
Well,
forget
no, I'm
it.
Saying you have
the Patriots
to,
have
you
a better
have
quarterback
say.
Than the Chiefs and the Jets.
So you have to say
I'll
now
go all in.
That he's better than Patrick Mahomes.
All in.
All right.
He is playing better over the last two weeks. I may have been swayed
I'm
a little
bit. I'm glad we got there.
I may have been swayed by the two backup quarterback analysts that I watched yesterday that were just gushing about everything Drake made. Because you know I like him and I want to like him.
Of course.
And then you watch what is essentially like a 20-minute propaganda video. It's like brainwashing. And you're like, oh my God, it's even better than I even thought it was with every step and three-step this and pop and drop. And they're bitching about Jalen Polk. The numbers should be better. He's making throws that other guys are letting him down.
It's like
so,
what they
okay.
did to Jason Bourne, only it's all Drake May highlights.
Yes.
They're like dumping your head underwater
yes.
and pulling you back.
That's me.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
So you're right. I'm all in. He's better than Aaron Rodgers, and he's better than Patrick Mahomes right now.
How about that? You heard it here first. All right, let's go to the phone, 617-779-7937. Gavin is in Bellingham. Hi, Gavin.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
What's up?
Not much. How come they just don't get rid of Van Pelt, but maybe keep him for the quarterbacks coach and bring back McDaniel?
Get rid of Alex Van Pelt, keep him as a quarterback coach, so don't get rid of him, just reassign him.
Yeah.
And bring back Josh McDaniels to call plays. I don't hate it, although I don't love the idea of just running it back with more ex-Bill people. I think that's a little ridiculous. You
yeah.
know, if you're going to move on, let's move on. If you want to just keep recycling all the old Bill people without Bill being here, I find that to be a little.
And what are we running?
Right.
Because I think those two would kind of, not that they'd butt heads, because I think there's crossover in a lot of NFL offenses now. But is Josh overseeing everything? Is it his offense? We're reinstalling his offense?
Does he have eyes on being the head coach, you know? Like,
right. Yeah. I'd also think there'd be weird there because Mayo's like, wait a minute. What's he doing here?
Right.
Is he here to take my job? And I like Josh. I think Josh is a pretty good offensive coordinator. I'd like to go to the examples. You know, everybody likes to bitch about what happened when he was a head coach. But Mac Jones, Matt Castle, Tom Brady. It's not just Brady that he rode to success.
Mm-hmm.
He had
sure.
some other years in there where he was successful under Bill. That's one of the other problems, too. If he comes in under Mayo, there's no strength of hierarchy above him.
Yeah, I agree with that. And also, for all the attitude problems Mac had or didn't have, that rookie year of his with McDaniels on his hip pretty much all day long, all
yeah.
throughout the game, he responded well to that. I think Mac legitimately enjoyed being coached by Josh McDaniels. I think that there was, and I know that it's easy to say that when the next year it's Matt Patricia and Joe Judge.
Probably even more so retroactively when he went to the next steps in his
yes,
career.
Yes, and I think that had a lot to do with it too, but you didn't hear about attitude problems. You didn't hear about him being a bratty diva, whatever, tennis kid. He was just a rookie quarterback who seemed like he was on a pretty good trajectory after mm-hmm. his rookie year. It seemed like he was on the rise and that this was a good thing and that, you know, losing Josh McDaniels was a problem and that's too bad, but don't worry about it because this kid's off to a great start in his career and it's only going to go up from here, and obviously it didn't. So, something to keep in mind. Let's go to Joe in Melrose. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, guys. I think, like, this season's been a success for the Patriots. The main goal to come in was to develop a franchise quarterback in Drake May, and they've done it. Drake May is a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, he's better than Patrick Mahomes. I don't know if you heard.
He's better than Patrick Mahomes
quarterback
and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Not there yet, but, I mean, he's definitely at least equal with Aaron Rodgers and probably going to pass him pretty soon. And, I mean, if they want to win the game this Sunday, the best thing they could do is put Drake May in the shotgun with 5 wide and just like have him throw it every down and win in a shootout. But the thing is, as long as Alex Van Pelt and Gerard Mayo have the confidence of Drake May, they're going to be back. And I mean, you say like the whole point of this season is develop franchise quarterback. Next year, the Patriots will be a playoff team because they're going to have a lot of draft picks, a very high draft picks to infuse a lot of talent on the roster. And they have a lot of salary cap space And like other top flight receivers in the league are going to see Drake May. So like T. Higgins might shake loose from Cincinnati and say, oh, yeah, I'll come play for Drake May.
You think so, Joe? I don't know, because the wide receivers in the room right now, I want to get traded away from Drake May. All right. So, I mean, let's not start talking about, like, I know you, this is one of your things too, Andy.
Damn
Drake
right.
May is going to be a one man recruitment video. He's not the wide receivers in his team right now don't seem to be all that in love with him. Let me put it to you that way.
It's because they're dinks.
Maybe they are. Maybe T. Higgins is a dink too. Maybe, you know, Cooper Kupp's a dink.
He's a better dink.
Maybe he is. I'm just saying. That doesn't make them necessarily want to come here. You know,
the $35 million is going to be
what
lures him first.
Right.
And then
T. Higgins isn't going to want to play with Drake May over Joe Burrow. I mean, no one thinks that, right?
If he's the number one. Because that's where you get into the dinky diva attitude. I can make $35 million there and be the number one go-to guy for Drake May.
Right, but it's the $35 million because right now he's putting up number one type numbers. If they give him that money, then he'll take it and he'll stay there. But
I'm not sure
it's going to be between him and Ja'Marr Chase. I think they end up keeping both of them. We'll see. I don't think that they want to mess with the only good thing they got going there in Cincinnati right now. But who knows?
But
stranger things have happened.
Joe's point about everything's fine because May is developing, I disagree with, because I never thought, because I also, the foundation was the word they use.
Mm-hmm.
Lay a foundation.
Yep.
Part of the foundation is culture. And we're talking about the Jets the same way. Do the Jets have enough talent to be a playoff team? Absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely. So what's the problem? Well, culture. They just said it. The defense still likes the head coach who's already been canned. Like, the quarterback's a dink. He's a cancer. They hate him. This and that. So if this culture doesn't improve, I don't agree with the idea that just because you bring in T. Higgins and Drake May, they're going to go to the playoffs. It might make it worse, because now we're wondering, wait, they do have talent now. They brought in these players. The left tackle isn't a bum. He's actually blocking people. Why do we suck? Oh, maybe because everybody in the locker room is still a dink, and the head coach can't control all the dinks, right? Like, so as much as the Drake May idea was definitely a widely held theory, the absolutely dumpster fire culture is overshadowing that right now. And I don't know how you fix that with the same guy. Don't tell me just because Drake's here next year and a couple new free agents, does that make Jerod Mayo a better culture setter?
I don't think so.
No. So that's a problem that you have to figure out.
Either
he needs to get a lot better, or you have to have a tough conversation at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. And frankly, they had a bunch of draft picks and a ton of cap space this offseason. So I'm not sure exactly how that's going to be so much different next year, and they're all going to figure out how to do it and all the right guys to bring in and draft better and spend more money in free agency. I'm sorry. I'll believe it when I see it, and I'm not sure I'm going to see it. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Here's Jackson to tell you what's trending. And when we come back, the wide receivers on this team. Alex Van Pelt says they need to look inward. Maybe they need to look outward. We'll get to all that next.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, the Bruins and the Celtics return to action tonight. The Bees host the Dallas Stars. Puck drop at the TD Garden is at 7. And here is Andrew Raycroft talking about the incident between Monty and Brad Marchand. He doesn't think it's a big deal.
Brad, as the leader of the team, as a guy who's been here for 14 years now, understands that he's just like any other player. So I think that I've never heard that there's an issue personally in any way. I think Monty was upset with a player who made a bad turnover, and I'm sure everyone's okay with that.
That was Raycroft on the Midday Show, Jones and Keefe. If you missed any of the interview or any interview that you hear on here on WEI, just download the Odyssey app and you can listen to it anytime, anywhere. The Seas are in Washington to play the Wizards tonight. That game tips off at 7. The Patriots practice today, and they are getting ready for the Jets on Sunday. And Andy thinks that Drake May is way better than Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, let's put the W on the Patriots.
Damn right.
Yes, let's go. I agree. I'm going to strap my wagon to you. Week 8 in the NFL begins with a Thursday night football matchup between the Minnesota Vikings and Los Angeles Rams. Kickoff at 8:15. You can catch the call of the game right here on 93.7 WEEI. Westwood One's coverage will begin at 7:30. That is what's trending on WEI and WEI.com.